Last night, I was very proud to be asked to compare the Housing Industry of Australia Awards for our region, which takes in Gladstone to the south, down through that area, and the Whitsundays to the north. And it was great to see the positivity in the room, a lot of green shoots. And I know that's not a grammatical word, but anyway. So congratulations to all those. We got down to the final winners, and overall winners now go on to the next round of competition. So in the Renovation Edition project, the Dixon Homes Company, yep, Marty Mulhere and the team, they took that out. Project Homes, Coastal Homes Gladstone, for a home they'd built at Gladstone. A custom-built home was Alphen Constructions for a home they built in Seaforth. A display home, the winner was Integrity New Homes for display home at Cannon Valley, the display home at Cannon Valley. The Kitchen of the Year went to Black Duck Kitchens for their home at Alligator Creek. The Bathroom of the Year, Alphen Constructions, again for that home at Seaforth. And finally, the Home of the Year went to Alphen Constructions for a home they built at Seaforth. Congratulations to everybody involved in that, and they now go to the next round of competition. I had the chance to speak to the Acting Executive Director for the HIA in North Queensland, in Robert Coleman, and I suggested to Robert how important it is for people to get together and celebrate their wins when things are tough.
Well, it certainly is, and some of the awards and some of the submissions tonight were fantastic.
Yep.
They're some of the best I've seen in over 12 years, and I think they really demonstrate the attention to detail, the design capabilities, and the use of sustainable materials as well.
Yeah.
And I was very proud of our members tonight.
And the other thing too is, of course, the numbers who came along tonight are up about 30%. There's a tough market out there too, so I suppose it's right for people to celebrate their wins.
That's right. Certainly we were up on the last few years, which is good. HIA Economics are predicting that there will be an increase in activity in the Mackay area. That's to be welcomed and to be supported, and certainly HIA is placed to do that.
Terrific. So a number of overall winners tonight, and they'll now progress to, I guess, the North Queensland finals. And if they make it through there, they'll go on to the Queensland finals.
That's right. Yeah. They first of all go to the North Queensland Awards and then into the National Awards.
Wow.
So some of them are in line to be national winners.
Okay. Well, I guess the big news is that HIA certainly here. It's been around for a lot of years now, for about 60 years or something like that, 40,000 members in Australia. And it's still very, very relevant for your industry, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, particularly with some of the changes that are coming into the industry, that we've got to be mindful that they don't impose an unwelcome burden upon our members.
Yep.
And particularly some of the products and monitoring some of the products coming from overseas that don't meet Australian standards.
So congratulations to Ty and Kylie and all the locals in the HIA office who organised the awards and made them all happen. It was a great night, and that comment by Robert was very interesting about their internal HIA division that talks about what's happening economically, and they're predicting an upturn in Mackay, and they have never, ever been wrong in their predictions. So we talk about green shoots, and talking to some of the builders last night too, things are just starting to happen. So let's hope the rest of 2016 builds into a fantastic 2017.